Wall Street Journal, Racists Do Not Fight Abortion, They Promote It. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 3, 2019. Pro-life Americans believe in the inherent dignity and right to life of every human, regardless of race or ethnicity, declares a hard-hitting essay in the Wall Street Journal Monday. Wall Street Journal writer Bill McGurn cites a tendentious Washington Post op-ed alleging that anti-abortion politics can provide cover for white nationalist sentiments and then goes on to show that the Post has it exactly backwards. Heading into 2020, the Democrat Party has made it clear they support federally funded abortion on demand up to the moment of birth, and even after birth, if necessary, McGurn notes, a procedure that overwhelmingly affects blacks and minorities. The pro-life proposition is simple: human life begins at conception, and every human life is equal in dignity and worth, M.C. Gurn declares, which is incompatible with white supremacism. Perhaps that's why so many African Americans, especially African American women, have been leaders in the pro-life cause, he says. Black pro-lifers, such as Mildred Jefferson, founding member of the National Right to Life Committee, and Kay James, who founded Black Americans for Life, are treated as if they don't exist, he observes. Catherine Davis of the Restoration Project notes that the estimated 20 million black abortions since Roe v. Wade in 1973 are more than the entire African American population in 1960, McGurn notes. Yet it was Democrat poster child Ruth Bader Ginsburg who said that the Supreme Court legalized abortion in part because it was concerned about growth in populations that we do not want too many of. McGurn observes, despite her efforts to walk back her remark because of its plainly eugenic implications. Eugenics have been used to justify abortion from the start, McGurn writes. It was Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Speaking of the Negro Project, a campaign to get African Americans to have fewer children who worried the more rebellious members of the black community might start thinking we want to exterminate the Negro population. The high abortion rate among African American women is something people don't talk about in polite society, he observes, adding that in New York City, more black pregnancies end in abortion than in live birth. The real white supremacists understand and celebrate this because abortion helps weed out the least intelligent and responsible members of society, who are disproportionately black, Hispanic and poor, McGurn says, citing altright.com. But no pro-lifer ever said life is easy. We say life is beautiful, he concludes. Follow @ Williams Rome.